go.
Oh, thank the tea, dear.
Oh, yes.
I should tell my sweet Sibylla. I've decided to turn this house into a museum. What do you think?
Whatever you decide is always good enough for me.
Thank you. I was a little afraid that you'd object.
Oh, it's much, much better than selling this house.
I see. I'm sorry I made you worry that much. I know. Let's have a photograph taken. If we're going to start a museum, we'll need to renovate. We'll all get a picture taken with the house before then. Please join us, Ike. There's no time like the present. I'm going to fetch the photographer this instant.
Mr. Franson? This early in the morning?
Franson?
Oh, yes, he's descended from the painter Carl Franson. Maybe that's why he's a photographer. He's a good friend of mine. I can count on him to come if I need him. Wait a little while. Sibylla, you hold the fort and watch the baby, please.
Of course. Did you persuade Father not to sell the house?
No, I didn't do anything like that. This is something you've decided on his own.
Oh, I see. But I'm awfully glad that the house won't be sold. Oh, it's coming undone here. Give it to me. I'll mend it for you.
What? Oh, that's okay.
Don't worry. I may look little, but I can do anything. Everything besides cooking, that is. That's for Father to wear in the festival soon. I sewed that too, so don't be shy. Are you cold? If you are, just put that costume over you. I'll be done soon. They're almost done. You do look funny. You. Let's have the picture taken like that.